Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. It's your girl, Sonya McQueen, with your mind, your body, your choice. So, I got out of bed maybe 8 minutes ago. I'm not even embarrassed to say that. I'm not even embarrassed to say I haven't even brushed my teeth or washed my face yet. I had a scarf on my head. I snatched off my head because my head was itching as I sit here and scratch my head. And I came downstairs, and while I was down here, I had an epiphany. And I was thinking about some of the people that I have adopted, air quotes, in my life, and what they mean to me. So, you know, I'm a mom, I'm a grandma, and you know, when you have kids, they have a tendency to bring home other kids. And you see with the mother kids what they're lacking. You know, maybe this is a safe place for them, so you allow them to stay longer than 1 or 2 days in a week. Maybe they stay a month, 2 months, 3 months. My oldest daughter had a friend who stayed with us for a long period of time. Her mom was present. I don't know what her mom was doing, but I knew it was a safe place, and her mom didn't care she was there. Her mom didn't even ask, could she come stay with us? She was just there. My daughter, on the other hand, for a little while, you know, I let her go stay the night places, and this is my oldest daughter, and she would refuse to eat at other people's places, so I'd end up coming to get her most of the time. I think one friend she had, same friend, she stayed the night, and she actually stayed all night once. Had to pick her up early in the morning. When I picked up her friend, and she came back to our house, and that might even be when she ended up staying with us for a while. But anyway, my oldest daughter didn't play that. She knew where home was, and that's where she wanted to be. It, all her friends could come over there, and that's exactly what it was. But what I would do is treat those kids like they were my kids when they were at my house. There was no, I'm trying to be their buddies, or let me be extra sweet to these kids because they're not mine. No, hey, you, get your butt up and clean that up. And if I hear you curse, I'm a punch in your mouth. I didn't say that, but you get the gist of it. I never, when my daughter had company, it was never, those kids were treated with a silver or gold spoon. They were treated just like my kids, which was in love and care and motherly. And I started to realize that these kids would come around more and more and more. Now, my youngest daughter, Tweet, she'd stay with anybody anytime just to get out of the house. She didn't care. She never wanted to be in the house. Tweet could be outside playing at 8 o'clock in the morning, come in, get something to eat at noon, leave out the house again at 1, come back in at 6 or 7, and then say she was bored after playing all day. That was just Tweet. And it didn't matter who she stayed the night with, which I am one of those moms. She stayed the night with my brother because he has kids her age. Those are her siblings. And every once in a while would let her stay the night with somebody else. But guess what? I would talk to their mamas. I would go to their house. I would actually do a quick scan while I'm talking because my kids weren't staying in no filth. They weren't staying anywhere where some grown man and his sons live, so I didn't know what was going on. And I wasn't judging. Doesn't mean all men are molesters or whatever. It doesn't mean that at all. But if I don't know you, and I haven't spent time with you, and I haven't let you know I'm halfway crazy, my child's not staying with you, period. So Tweet was even limited on where she could stay. But once again, her friends could stay at our house. And not the entire time, but we always had, the entire time they were growing up as kids, there was more than enough for kids to do. We always had a giant trampoline in the backyard. I had a basketball, half basketball court. We had just things. We had the very last place we lived as they were kids, there was downstairs, I set it up just for the kids. There was a piano down there, a stereo system down there, a pool table down there. Bean chairs, just stuff for kids. So guitar, Tweet's guitars, and Tweet plays six instruments. So there was all kinds of stuff down there. But My point is, I've always been motherly. Even now, you know, at age 55, I'm really motherly. So there's this young lady at work. I barely, you know, I know her. I know her name. I have her phone number in my phone. But we don't work together. We work on different floors. And she was telling me one day that her son had committed suicide. And I think I might have talked about this on another podcast. I'm not sure. But for me, it switched to love. And I just decided right then, you know what? That is a financial burden. You don't expect for your 28-year-old non-working child to commit suicide. I'm going to take it upon myself. He had two kids, to buy each one of those kids three Christmas gifts each, because it was right before Christmas. So I did that. I didn't do it for an attaboy, accolade, none of that. I did it because I figured that might be a need they needed. Now, she first told me, that's okay, Sonia, it's okay, because I asked first. I didn't just do it. And then I told her I was going to do it, and I did it. It is honestly my personality. I would do the same thing if the next door neighbor, whose name I have no idea what it is, if the lady who lived in the house next to me, something happened to one of her kids. I would see what her need was, I would feel it, and I would do it from a place of love, not admiration or anything else. I try to fill void, but at the same time, I don't like to be bothered. It's really weird. I'm motherly. A young boy at work had his third child by his third girlfriend. He looks like a kid himself. And he asked me, did I want to be the stand-in grandma? I said, absolutely. So every chance I get, when I buy one of my other grandkids something, I buy her something. I buy her something. He FaceTimes me. The mama FaceTimes me so I can see her almost every day. I speak to her when she hears my voice. She knows it now. She smiles and all that. But the one thing I won't do is bring her home and let her stay a weekend. And I already have to keep Mel sometimes. And Mel is 3 years old. She's 20 because she's so freaking smart. But she's three because she's so freaking active. I can't do Mel and somebody's baby. I feel like they got real parents around, both of them. His mom and dad are around. Her mom and dad are around. I'm the stand-in. That just means I get to buy stuff and see her. But if an emergency came, I'd keep her. The whole point of this podcast, though, is where and how do you show love to people who are not your people? Like when your kids, if you're a parent, mom or dad, when your kids were younger, how were you with other people's kids? You know, did you try to avoid them? Did you allow them to stay the night? Did you allow your children to go and stay the night over other people's home, at other people's homes? What kind of parent do you think you were? What kind of parent are you now? My kids are grown and we have a group chat. And I love it. I love it. Sometimes it's funny. There might be a couple of days where there's no activity on it. Then there's activity. Sometimes the activity has nothing to do with my son. You know, it might be girly stuff about hair or, hey, mom, you should do your hair like this. Or before I went and got my hair cut, because I did get a cut, she said she cut about 5 inches off, and that's about right. But my hair was, I thought it was damaged. So I went to go get it all cut off. And the lady, I went to a new place that deals with all natural hair, and she was phenomenal. So I didn't get it all cut off, but I did get a nice chunk cut off, and it didn't matter to me. I care about health more than length, but you know, my son doesn't care about stuff like that. He wouldn't care unless I was bald headed. And then he might say, whoa, dang, mom. That's about all I'm gonna get out of him. But the girls, they're girls. So, and they are both exactly like me. All three of them are exactly like me. But then again, not like Tweet. The youngest is super sweet and loving. I'm super sweet and loving. But she loves quality time with friendships. Maybe once a month or so. But for the most part, I just like to get stuff done. And I am married. So my husband is my best friend. My oldest daughter, she's like me. She's super sweet, but she don't play. She don't play. She's sweet until she's not sweet. And when she's not sweet, you're going to feel the wrath. I'm like that too. I'm like that too. Difference between us is she get mad at the kids, she might yell at them. And I've never yelled at my kids a day in my life. I say what I need to say, and I make sure I'm looking at you dead in your eyes when I say it. And I try my best not to smile. Because when I'm really mad, I smile, and I don't know why. But anyway, so she's like that. And then my middle, the son, he is super chilled and laid back all the time. I'm hardly ever like that. I'm super hyper, and not super hyper, that's a lie, but I can be sitting down and I can't stand to sit for too long. That's why these podcasts are never that long anymore. I can't stand to sit down for too long. I gotta get up, I gotta move. That's why I go running so much. I go to the gym at 3:30, I get there at 4 in the morning, I get up at 3:40, 3:30 to go to the gym. Once I go to work, I'm on the top floor. I walk up and down those steps 4 times throughout the day because I have energy. I have energy. That's why I put on my boxing gloves, and I don't even have a heavy bag here, but I go and I, you know, hit the wall, air punch, whatever. So all three of my kids have some of my attributes, but none of them are exactly like me. Exactly like me. And I don't expect that. I want them to be their own people, but I'm proud of all of them. And I'm proud of the ones who call me mom. There's 9 of them. I counted them. I'm proud of the kids, the younger people, they're younger than me. They call me their mentor. There's 6 of them. They call me for advice, they call me for love, and I always listen to them, and if it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, it's wrong. And I'm like that with everybody, though. I'm going to tell you, if you ask me, me and my husband, he agreed with me, so I feel it's safe to say this, but I'm a nosy person, but I don't care. And I think I've said this before in a podcast. I'm nosy, like if I hear sirens outside right now, I'm going to look out these shades to see what's going on. Or if I hear a lot of yelling in front of our house, I might look out there to see what's going on. I hear a crash, I'm going to look to see what's going on. I'm nosy like that. But if you got something going on or you know some gossip, I don't care. And I think I've been like this for at least 30, 40 years. I don't care. I don't care. You know when people say, ooh, I got something to tell you. I'm not one of those, ooh, what? I'm like, okay. And if they say, I'm going to tell you later, I'm not even going to remember to ask them later. They either tell me or they don't. They either tell me, and I am honestly like that, or somebody knows something about somebody at work. All right, it's not my business. Really not your business either. So hopefully, I think all three of my kids got that attribute. They don't care. I think this podcast was done because I want to know if people move in love still. There's so much going on in the world, and people are becoming more and more selfish. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it. Not something I think. I see it. And they become selfish because they're angry. They're angry. They're fearful. And it's a terrible thing to be. So, you guys, be motherly. Be fatherly. I don't care if they're 2 years younger than you. I don't even care if they're 2 years older than you. Extend a little love. That doesn't mean you have to be nosy. When you see somebody's personality change, when you see somebody lacking something, some kind of love, some kind of morals, sometimes you got to avoid those people. Now, don't get me wrong, but there are other times a little kindness might change the trajectory of what they're doing, what they're going to do, the way they're living, the way they're feeling. We are living in a mad, crazy world right now. Mad, crazy. Mad, crazy. Every day, I've been watching the news because before I wasn't watching the news, you know, hit and run. I'm in South Florida. Hit and run. This person got shot. That person got shot. This happened. That happened. And I'm like, God dang, can I just, okay, I listen to my Bible in the morning. I listen to my Bible in the car. I listen to YouTube. Sometimes when I get to work, I just listen to podcasts, and then I listen to my music. But now I have to listen to the news because I got to see what's going on in our crazy world. But one thing I do know is that love is absolutely necessary right now. Not more anger. Not more anger. Speak positively into your kids and grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, your siblings, your parents. Speak positivity. Let them know a better tomorrow is coming. A better tomorrow is coming, you guys. Be motherly, be loving. It has no age on it. I've been like this since 21. I remember at 21 when I had my first child, somebody else having a child and me going over there to make sure she was okay. Often, it wasn't my position. She had parents. But that was just what my heart was telling me to do, so I would do it. My brothers were brotherly loving to me. If it wasn't for them, God only knows what I would be, where I would be, how I would act. It's because of my brothers I had morals and standards. Doesn't mean I didn't still slip, bump my head, do wrong. But it's because of them I've never been into drugs, ever. It's because of them, probably. I got a bar over there, you guys. It's a 3-tier bar full of liquor that me nor my husband ever drink. It's for company. I've never really drank more than beer. I've had shots before when my cousins come over, but that's probably because of them. It's because of them I watch my language. It's because of my mom that I'm into church and I love God as much as I do. And it's because of my kids that I am motherly to everybody. Everybody. And full of love. Y'all, please do your part. It's really, really necessary right now. This whole podcast was to get to this point. It's really necessary right now to give some love. Tell people you understand. But we all gonna pray for a better tomorrow. We're all gonna pray that so many people aren't on the news crying, upset with themselves because of what they did to change the trajectory of our next few years. Be motherly, be fatherly, be loving, be caring. And seriously, if you need that, it's probably all around you and you just don't know it. You just don't know it. So, y'all, have a great day on purpose. Be kind. Show a little love to somebody. Your kindness might be the only kindness they receive today. If you could feed a homeless person, just go buy them a meal. Buy them a meal. Give it to them. If you can't afford that, which I do understand, a kind word, a compliment, a smile go a long way. I smiled at you guys probably 10 times throughout this. However, you can't see me. You can't. You can't see me, but I smile and I speak in love. I speak in kindness and I speak from my heart. So do with it as you will. You know where you can find me. I'm Sonya M. That's S-O-N-Y-A. M is in money, Mike, Motel. Sonya M at LED, L-E-D. bymotivation.com, all one word, Sonya M at ledbymotivation.com. You can email us all at ledbymotivation, the number 07 at ledbymotivation.com. No, that's a lie. ledbymotivation07@gmail.com. You have a great day on purpose and don't let this world get you down. There's joy at every bend and turn. Sometimes we're just not looking for it, so we miss it, but it's there. Have a good day.